you've probably heard of a remote-controlled car. But what about a remote-controlled stem cell? A team at the University of Birmingham have just launched a project to use magnetic nanoparticles that can be glued onto receptors on the surface of cells and used to control where those cells go in the body and what they do.
Alicia El-Haj, who is leading the initiative, presented the work at a conference in Cambridge this week. By using a magnetic field, the magnetised cells can be guided to where they're needed and the magnetic field pulsed to make the cells transform into new cell types or secrete growth and repair factors. Chris found out more.
So I'm interested in cell therapies, how we use cells to treat patients and cure disease. And the problem we have is how to control cells. How do we actually make cells do what we want when we put them in the body? So my technology is a platform technology where we control cells.
Remote controlled cells?
Yes, that's right. Because the whole aim is to be able to control them from outside of the body.
I was joking when I said that. Is that what you can really do? Actually dictate where cells go and what they do when they get there?
Yes, so what we use is the principles of magnetics. We use magnetic fields to actually move cells around the body. We tag the cells with magnetic nanoparticles, which are very, very small. And then we can actually visualize them as well using MRI technology.
Tell me about these nanoparticles then. How do you get them to stick only onto the cells you want to control? And what are they made of?
So we attach the cells outside of the body and we attach them to specific receptors that are located on those cell types. And they're made of iron oxide. And actually, we naturally have iron oxides in our body. So it's something that the body doesn't reject.
Essentially, then, I would have some cells taken out of me, or they might even come to someone else then. And you add this collection of nanoparticles to the cells in a dish and what they glue on in the right place on those cells.
So we can use peptides, small molecules that we can attach onto the surface of the particle, and that binds to the receptor on the membrane of the cell. And what's nice is the principles are based on mechanics. So receptors in our body are actually mechanically activatable, which I don't think people know as much about. And so we can actually move the particle and it operates the mechanical switch on the receptor, leading to a downstream response.
Once the cell's been decorated with the nanoparticles, how do you get them back in the body then? Do you inject them?
Yes, so what it aligns itself with is an injectable cell therapy. We inject into an organ such as the knee for cartilage repair or into sites of bone damage for osteoporosis, and we can actually localise it in an injectable format.
And how do you then dictate to the cells, I want you to go to here, but not to here?
So we can use magnetic fields to target those cells to specific regions of the body. That's the principle. The particles get attracted to the magnetic fields and get localized to the sites we want them to.
Do they essentially drag the cell there then?
Yes, basically.
And if you make those magnetic fields wobble, does that mean you can make the cells wobble? And that could in turn activate those switches?
Yes, that's the idea. We change the magnetic gradient. Then the particle moves in the gradient, and it can be very small movements. And it sets up forces on the receptors in the order of 6 to 8 piconewtons. And those forces are enough to activate and open the cell's receptors.
How big's a piconewton? Because I'm aware that 1 newton is, if I lift up an apple, that's 1 newton, isn't it? Roughly speaking, it's 100 grams. So how big's a piconewton then?
Small.
Yeah, so you're getting out of jail free with that. But okay, so we have these cells. They've got these particles on the surface. You can vibrate them with these magnetic fields. As a result, you're throwing these switches backwards and forwards. How do those switches, though, change what the cell does?
So the particles attach to the receptor, and when they move, they activate the receptor and you get a downstream signal. And that signal can be a variety of different signals. But what that does is lead into effectively a gene activation, and then you have an expression of different proteins. So what we want to do is actually control cell type. If you think about it, you have cartilage, bone, different cell types in your body. And what we can do is take these stem cells that could be anything, and by changing the receptor activation, we can then turn them into bone, we can turn them into cartilage, we can turn them into different types of tissues. So you can imagine we can inject in the cells, we can then remotely change the way the cells behave and then form tissues in the body. That's the ultimate aim.
And there's not a chance that the nanoparticles could fall off the stem cell, fall onto a heart cell, and I accidentally turn my heart into a lump of bone and it doesn't pump so well.
No, actually, eventually the particles are internalized in the cell. And what we've studied is that it changes the way the particles are. So they no longer are able to bind to other cell types.
And so there's no danger that a person who's going on their flight and goes through the metal detector or whatever at the airport is going to accidentally activate all their stem cells downstream of this and they arrive at their destination, they don't look like their passport photo anymore.
People always ask me that question, am I going to attach to the fridge magnet? I think the point is that we have quite a lot of iron in our body anyway. And actually, the amount of iron we're putting in is nowhere near the level of what you'd eat in a steak. And the other side to it, I think, is basically that anything will be cleared from the body originally, so you won't be permanently magnetized.
And I can't push these cells into an abnormal route of development. They're not going to become cancerous through being stimulated in this way, for example.
Yeah, and that's things we have to be really careful for. We have to actually check that isn't the case. So far in our hands, we have not seen any evidence of that happening.
And is this far off? Because it sounds a little bit space age.
It does, but actually we've just been received a significant amount of funding, so we're going to be developing this over the next 5 years, and we would like to think we can reach patients in a five-year window.
It's extraordinary how fast this field is moving. Alicia El-Hajj there talking to Chris at the Health Horizons Future Healthcare Forum in Cambridge.